said, well, my friends, it's time to fly, but wait up for the spirit to arrive. Go wait up for the spirit from on high. That's who you're gonna know when I fly. When I fly and you may be depressed, he's gonna grow you in faith to pass the test. But ever since I got that friend from Jesus, don't you know I've been on fire? 'Cause God has filled me up with the Spirit inside. God has filled me up with the Spirit inside.
Got another great week planned for you on Apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and Jay, that Christian purity guy from Apologetics. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Jerry? Good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you again, sir. What did we just hear as we started off the show today, Jay?
Sure thing. Well, you know, we're coming up on Pentecost this weekend, and so wanted to open it up with a parody of an old Norman Greenbaum song. You know, there's really only one Norman Greenbaum song,
right?
That you can parody that everybody knows, and it's a song called Spirit in the Sky. Ours is called Spirit Inside, and it's a story straight from the pages of Acts chapter 2, and it's called Spirit Inside.
All right, and then on the way with more songs about the Holy Spirit, what do you have in the next set here, buddy?
Yes, it's a great time to talk about the Holy Spirit, and this next song references Pentecost too. It also talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and it's called The Power Above. And we got to go back to the future to get that. Well, we actually got to go back to the past to Back to the Future. Parody of The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News. After that, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit as that day was predicted way back in the book of Joel, or Joel, or Yoel if you're Jewish, or Jor-El if you're from the planet Krypton as I am. And the song's called Still Got the Joel You Need. It's a parody of Billy Joel. It's still rock and roll to me. And the final song in this set list is called Triune Godhead. It's a parody of I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Stones, and it talks about all three persons of the Trinity, one God in three persons.
Power above is a glorious thing. Baby, one man's weakness is another man's strength. Change your heart through a little white dove. The Holy Spirit has the power above. God's Spirit. If you have Him, good. If you don't, then why? Power above can give you a whole new life. You don't need money, only faith. You don't need a sweat, it costs the price. The power above. sometimes that you find in Galatians 5. The spiritual gifts God prepared, yeah, for you to share. 1 Corinthians, you'll find a list of them. And with a little faith of love, you feel the power above. Feel the power above. Can you feel it?
All right. Well, Jay, you've helped us pick up another great selection of apologetic hits again this week. How might our friends find every song you've ever recorded on something like 51 albums and some extra downloads?
Sure. Well, there's all kinds of places, as I like to say. Apologetics is everywhere. You just have to remember the name of the show. So you got to spell apologetics with an X. Find us on apologetics.com with an X. Facebook, if you Google apologetics, if you go to YouTube, and you can find our songs not just on our website, but also on iTunes, on Amazon MP3. We're actually on about 30 different, Shazam, you can Google Play, just about anything you can imagine, we're available there. And like I said, a lot of fans did videos on YouTube. You can listen to our songs there too. So there's all kinds of places. But don't forget to go to our website, apologetics.com, and our Facebook site.
All right. Well, we're keeping with the theme of the Holy Spirit. What's up next, Jay?
Sure. Well, these next three songs are songs that happened right after Pentecost in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. The first two are from the next chapter, right after Acts chapter 2. And that is when Peter and John went to pray. They saw a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and stuck out his palms. And this is what Peter did say. If you ever did the little children's Sunday school song. But this is a Jerry Rafferty song called Baker Street. Ours is called Beggar's Feet. And it's from the perspective of Peter that day when Peter and John healed that lame man by the power of the Holy Spirit. The second song is the same story told from the perspective of the beggar himself. And it's a song called Walk His Way, and it's a parody of Walk This Way by Aerosmith. And finally, there's a song from Acts chapter 8, which also deals with the Holy Spirit, and it's called Can't Buy Free Love. It's a parody of Can't Buy Me Love by the Beatles. And it deals with a guy named Simon, who was a sorcerer who wanted to buy the power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to give other people the power of the Holy Spirit. And you can't do that. And that's why it's called Can't Buy Free Love.
Stone.
your left. You're about to see amazing feats of guitar daring do. Hit a 2-4. Never seen in these parts of Western Pennsylvania, Eastern Ohio, the tri-state area. Mr. Itchy Scratchmore!
Apologetics with an X with lead singer Jay Jackson and myself, Jerry Q. Always a pleasure to share the music with you here. And you've recently released some new parodies, haven't you, Jay?
Sure, just a few days ago. And we're gonna kick off this next set with those two newest ones that just came out on Sunday night and a couple other new ones. The first one is a song called Can't Fight This Kneeling, and I do believe that this is its world radio premiere. Woo! It's a parody of REO Speedwagon's Can't Fight This Stealing. But when we say you can't fight this kneeling, we don't mean that the person can't resist the urge to kneel. It means he can't fight his battles just by kneeling anymore. And that doesn't mean he's not praying, but it means he has to do something about it too. And the story I like to think of in regard to this is, and he actually makes reference to it in the song, is Moses on the shore of the Red Sea. You know, Moses is crying out to the Lord, and finally the Lord says, Moses, stop crying out to me. Pick your rod up in the air. Let's do it. God's going to move. So Moses prayed first, and he wasn't being rebuked for praying, but it's time to do something about this. And we're obviously not advocating anything violent or anything whatsoever, but we're advocating, you know, speaking up. And you'll see the person's doing a lot of soul-searching in this song. It's a parody of, like I said, REO Speedwagon's number one hit from 1985, Can't Fight This Feeling. Song after that, so going back to 1969, when Cream did a version of a very old song by Robert Johnson, a song called Crossroads, and our song is called Cross Loads, and it deals with a guy named Simon of Cyrene, who was compelled by the Romans to carry Jesus' cross, and unwittingly became an example of what Jesus had said, that we need to pick up our cross, follow after him. And there is some evidence to suggest that Simon perhaps became a Christian later, and that his at least one of his sons is mentioned in the Bible. Both of his sons are mentioned in the Gospels, but later in the epistles, it seems to allude to him. And there is a chance that there's a part in the book of Acts where it mentions Simon as one of the prophets later on this particular Simon. So very interesting stuff. But the song's called Crossroads, parody of Crossroads, as done by Cream back in 1969. And the songs after that, we have a song called Head Over Here, which came out a few months ago. It's a lead track on our new CD, I Know You Are, But What Am I? And it's a parody of Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, and it's telling the story of Moses when he sees the burning bush. I always thought it was pretty funny how he says, I must see this marvelous, turn aside to see this marvelous sight, this burning bush, because it's so politely. But he's a little bit nervous though. And the song after that is a song called Going to Forget Our Bad Deeds. It's another one of the number one songs from 1985. Came out not too long after the REO Speedwagon song. And our version came out just a couple months ago. And it's a parody of Simple Minds' song, Don't You Forget About Me, from the movie The Breakfast Club. Yet I'm still afraid to stand and go. What started out as censorship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let them know. I tell myself, take a stand, it's now or never. I'd say there is good reason for my fear. I feel more not secure out here forever. Yet in his last directions, he made everything so clear. And even as I ponder, my ego yells inside. You'll be branded as a weirdo on the cold, dark Christian right. But I'm
burdens light.
Harmony to plan when you come from me behind. Oh, I way. And this is my full disclosure.
Still white.
Apologetics with an X. We're going to close out this week's show with one of my favorite light rock groups that's still around, Chicago.
Sure, we got three, and these are all live tracks. These are recorded live at my church, New Community Church in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We got amazing assemblage of talented individuals there, and the music coordinator there was Wayne Newton's music director for 15 years in Las Vegas and in Branson. His name is Greg Macaluso, and boy, is he well-connected with musicians in the area. But we have many great musicians who attend our church regularly. And the first song you're going to hear is called It's You and Me, and talking about the Holy Spirit, and Jesus being in us through the power of the Holy Spirit, and parody of Just You and Me from Chicago. The second song is called Sad Today in the Dark. It's a parody of, guess what? Saturday in the Park, and it's talking about how people who are not in the light, who don't have Jesus, are sad, and it's our job to bring the light to them, to shine like a city on a hill, to not put a candle under a bushel basket. And finally, there's a parody, you're never going to guess what this is, Bufo. It's a parody about tithing and how different people have different opinions, and it's called Does Anybody Really Know What Tithing Is? And, of course, it's a parody of an early Chicago song called Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is? And those are just a few of the Chicago songs we've done, but those are redone live.
You are the Lord of my life. You are my inspiration. It's you. Since you're inside me, oh Lord, come Holy Ghost, yeah, shepherd and lead me. Oh, I pray I won't grieve now. Open our hearts, cleanse us from sin. Every sin. Help me do right, yeah. Help me do better.
TV one day, a man came on the screen and asked me what my tithe was, net or gross or one. Yeah, and I said, does anybody really know what tithing is? Does anybody really fail? Checked in Malachi, tend to find about the time. As Christ was watching how some people gave, a poor old lady took two measly cents right by the box and dropped for them. So I can't imagine why you can't find enough to tie. I was wondering about something one day, being that God loves a chick forgiver and we reap what we sow. I just don't know why we don't want to sow. It's nine. Y'all can find an extra dime. When it comes to money, why not share all the time? Why not share?
Give it up for the brass.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.